ओम शांति। I was told that you have been practicing silence, keeping silence, maintaining silence, observing silence. What were you doing? Is it the same? You are in silence. You were in silence. This is what, yeah? You were in silence. Later on we explore what is observing silence, what is maintaining silence, what is experiencing silence. And Brother Vijay told me that now they will start speaking. But I thought, why should they start speaking? Why not? Just my question in mind, but silence is gold. I did not say to him, but this, he informed me that up to now they have been in silence. But in fact, why should you not remain in silence? Silence is gold. Speech is silver. Why should you get the silver and leave the gold? Or you want to speak or share the diamonds that you have explored in the mines of your minds, in the mine of silence, in the silent mind, the valuable diamonds, jewels, pearls, so that mind can still maintain silence. Intellect can still observe silence. Sanskaras can remain in silence. Day before yesterday, yesterday's Bodhi, I was reading in Om Shanti Retreat Center in Delhi. Baba spoke about peace, shanti, silence. People want silence, but which type of silence? So, I think you have also heard the Murli, and you know what Baba explained and spoke about. Two types of silence yesterday in the Murli. Two types of silence. One is the silence of the soul world. In the soul world, the silence. The silence of the soul world is natural, filled with very powerful vibrations. there is the silence of Nirvana, it is known as Nirvana. No speech, no sound. There's no sound of the mind. Here, when you are observing silence, a situation would have come perhaps, or not, where you wanted to speak, but you became aware, you are observing silence. And you kept quiet. To keep quiet, but mind was still questioning, suggesting something to say. And with your words, your mouth, you did not open your mouth, but mind kept talking, means how the mouth of the mind talks, how the mind talks. The soul with the mind talks a lot, because the talk of the mind is thinking. And when thoughts are many loud, many at the same time, crowded mind, with crowded with in the and that many, many thoughts, questioning mind. Then people are speaking very loud. Others are speaking loud. But inside the mind, the sound is so loud that we are not listening. The mind doesn't grasp. Does it happen sometime? Have you that experience? Those who have this kind of experience have this type of experience, of course. Because mind is busy. And focused on other objects, on other situations. It's not Nirvana. It is keeping quiet. Mind is active. Intellect is eager to suggest, advise. So intellect is also active. And your personal experience that you had, situation you had before, you had realized what could be the result of this, or what was the gain of this, and what could be loss of this. So that experience is so powerful that now your mouth does not speak, your intellect does not speak, but your sanskaras of convincing or saying something also does not speak, but eyes start speaking, the face starts speaking. Because still, in consciousness is of situations of the world here, in this world of sound. is quiet but not peaceful. It's silent but not beyond sound. It is not the reason at that time the mind is actually conversing, questioning, comparing, imagining, visualizing. The intellect is visualizing, or mind is visualizing. It's like past, present, future, the whole film is going on in the mind. It's not stillness. It's not satisfaction. So, through the mouth, with words, we are silent, but we are not in sweet silence. Silence is there, but enjoyment of silence is not. Influence of sound. So this is not the silence of sweet, silent home, because I'm not tasting the silence. So real silence is when we begin to taste, and this is why it's longer time in it is the mind in these kind of bhattis. Mind is trained, okay, keep quiet, be still. Observe silence. Become detached. Don't absorb what is happening around the sound. So then you begin to talk to the mind to maintain silence. Understand? Bhatti, silence bhatti. So, maintaining silence, when we begin to enjoy fullness, not only just peace, quiet, still. Because if it's still, something is I'm eager to say or to listen, just only watch the situation, still I'm connected with that, of this physical world. So soul consciousness, soul is conscious, to maintain peace, to observe silence, to experience peace. The mind is not actually even questioning anything. But thoughts are peaceful, and then not feeling anything, then feeling with trying to be. So you are filling yourself with positive energy. It's called practicing silence. So, bringing soul world silence in silence. Soul world silence means all souls are in total silence. Like the seed is in silence. It's not connected with any of the other element or the potential of any other element. So in the soul world, there is no other element. All the five elements are here. And because this body is here, with the five elements, And five elements expression is through five senses. Sight, sound, taste, feeling, touch, smell. And this makes the mind speak, feel the quality of this atmosphere, and you might not allow your mind to be active, but it is just like it's raining outside and you have covered everything, but moisture is making the seed grow, some kind of sprouts coming in, vibrations. And so in this peaceful atmosphere, you need to generate the heat, the warmth, loveful silence, peaceful silence. So there has to be, mind should feel love for silence. So that there in the soul world, I am not aware what is love. But here, because we need to experience soul world silence, complete silence, so then bodiless, bodiless, bodiless means all the senses are not pulling me. Soul consciousness, bodilessness. So less, the organs are used, these five senses are used less, less, less. Not visualizing anything, not hearing or reminding anything. And this is why sometimes it is said, okay, don't even read anything. Just be in your own self. Don't even write anything. But in order to train, this reading is there, writing is also there. So then you maintain, you make your mind busy, not wandering here and there. And a soul is totally bodiless beyond the five elements. So here also, I'm bodiless. So something which I remember, which I have heard, I have to not rethink about it. So it's practice then. You come back again. Then you create love. Well, I enjoy silence. I want to go into a deep silence. So again, I'm silent. I'm peaceful. I'm loveful. Is okay now? The sound is okay? Mm-hmm. I'm powerful. So you give empower this thought. Because still, it's a thinking is, mind is actually holding the quality. Means it is that you hold the quality in you. In your mind, which is you focus your mind on this. So then the inner eye, with inner introspection, you can call it, or internal realization, you can call it. This morning someone said a difference between introspection and another word. Introversion. So introversion is just like the here, there is some kind of versions are there, you are keeping these versions of peace. the value, some word in you, inside, of the value of the thought, peaceful, loveful, powerful. So now you are digging the mind, going into it, in the mine of your mind, going deep, deep, deep. It's not only peaceful. It's loveful as well. It's powerful to hold this thought of peace. And this, it's totally pure. In the silent world, it's pure world. It means it's only just element of light. That's why it's called pure element. No influence of other element. Here the element is, one element influences the other element. Water is cool. The heat can make the fire can make the water hot. Air is fresh. Bad smell of the bottom things can make the air polluted. Weather is nice. Rain can make it cool. It is influence. One elements are influencing others. So then, just in the element of light, I'm just pure, peaceful, powerful soul. All around me are souls. We are sitting in the soul world. It's a pure element of, in the pure element of light. I am a pure and peaceful soul. I am a pure, just a point of light, the atmosphere of pure Brahma element, pure element is around me. As I breathe in, I breathe in peace. As I breathe out, I vibrate peace. I maintain this thought and feelings of purity of the mind. Just one thought. Pure and peaceful soul. Purity and peace are natural qualities of me, the soul. Natural nature. My original sanskaras of peace, of silence, deeper I go in silence, the stillness, stability, strength, the power of silence, is increasing. Intensity of silence. All around me is the ocean of silence. Unlimited silence. Just getting lost. As I enjoy the ocean of silence, cooling, soothing silence. Mind is cool, calm, and still. Filled with peace, silence, this inner world of silence, is safe. I begin to enjoy this silence. I love silence. Breath and thoughts, feelings, all are one. Silent. Still. Peaceful. Yet blissful. Pure silence. Golden silence. Pure silence, powerful silence, vibrating,
generating. Creating more and more silence. Higher, perfect silence. I am the embodiment of sweet silence, pure silence. I am silent, pure, eternal energy of purity, peace, love and light. All powers of the mind of intellect and samskaras of me, the soul, are in harmony. Sanskaras are still. Enjoying. Experiencing. Generating. Creating and sharing silence all three powers of the soul are one, filled with silence. Sweet silence.
Yogi bano, jani bano, yogi jivan hai pyara. Yogi bano, jani bano, yogi jivan hai pyara. काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज
जन्म जन्म की प्यास बुझा ले पावन बन कर आज
योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा
योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन
निकलना है। चलना है घर वापस अब तो यही ज्ञान का सार।
योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो, योगी जीवन है प्यारा, योगी जीवन है प्यारा, योगी जीवन है प्यारा।
Experiencing harmony between mind, intellect and sanskaras is powerful silence, blissful silence. True silence. It's the connection, relationship with the Supreme, the Benevolent Being, Sat, Chit, Anand, Living Truth, in bliss, blissful. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. If you want to maintain this silence till tomorrow, it's also okay. You are in silence, or silence is in you. Om Shanti.